And good Monday morning, Mary Beth. We hope that you're doing well.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy
Monday. What a beautiful morning it is.
Yes, after those storms this weekend, I know some of our furry friends might have been a little shaken this weekend, but it's a beautiful morning.
Amen. So,
for this Monday.
And the laundry at the rescue is piling up, so it's clean. If you're in the market of just picking one up, drying it and folding it and bringing it back, that'd be lovely.
All right, that's a great plug. We'll let you jump right on into the cat of the week.
Oh, we'd love to talk to them. We've got two special, beautiful pets this week. They are all beautiful and they're all special, but these are just a little more special. So our feline of the week, oh, what a distinguished boy. This is Zessen. I hope I say that right. But the girls make up all these cute little names. Zessen, he came to us as a stray, but get this, a police officer found him with a very, very distinct chemical burn down his back, which is so sad. So he is all healed, but the wound had to be horrific, the pain this little baby was in. And the beauty of these creatures, I'll tell you what, this little man is the most loving, just forgiving creature you'll ever meet. We're thinking he's about 2 years old, just a little over 2 years old. He's affectionate, sweet, friendly, cuddly. All this when this happened to him. Isn't that amazing? I just find that amazing. And we tell folks, you know, come and check out our cat lounge. Well, this is where this little man is. He almost immediately went from entry into the rescue to just hanging out with a bunch of other cats. So he is just an all-round amazing soul. He's been with us about 3 weeks, and you would think he's been with us forever. He is neutered, vaccinated, microchip tested, and he's ready to meet you. If this baby and his story just melt your heart, and you are a tabby aficionado, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about Zessen. That's at 803-802-0902. And share his story. That's how we'll find his connection. Then we've got the next special, the dog of the week, is Arby's. Apparently people were hungry when they started.
That's an interesting one. I've never heard that one before.
We've got Big Mac. We have Arby's. They must have been a little hungry. This is a big boy, and he's just a baby. He is such a good boy. He came in as a stray as well. He is a large breed dog, playful, loving. And he would make an awesome, amazing addition to the right family. We're estimating him to be just 9 months old. He is smart, active. He would do amazing in training, like all of our pets. He's neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and tested. And he so enjoys his playtime with other canine friends. So he's dog-friendly. And he's just the best. I'm amazed every day, the animals that come across our doorsteps, because they're just so amazing. He's been with us about 8 weeks, too long, of course, for a puppy. So if this baby just grabs at you, come meet him. I think he will melt your heart and just be the best addition. Again, his name is Arby's, and you can give us a call at 803-802-0902. Then we've got What's the Scoop? And, oh my gosh, all this rain, I already plugged it, but definitely pick up some baskets of clean, wet laundry to dry, fold, and bring back to us. It helps us greatly. And then, of course, that's giving back, but consider giving back again for as we approach the summer. Give of your time. It's the most valuable thing you can possibly give. You could be spending it loving, walking, training, abandoned pets at our rescue. You can be part of our sales team at our thrift shop. You can do something off-site to raise money. And the most important at this moment in time, of course, they all are, but fostering. Kitten season has started, and we need fosters. So sign up today if it's something that's heavy on your heart. And then mark your calendar. We've got on May 17th a kitten shower where we invite you to drop off some much-needed items for us, Gerber baby food, chicken and turkey, Miracle Nipples, Purina Kitten Chow, of course, litter, and you can just drop it off anytime during that time frame. And then give of your finances, give of your gently used items, and, of course, drop off needs from the rescue. We need cat litter, bleach, laundry detergent, and treats. All this helps so much, and share our stories. You can speak so much, of course, using the pictures of our fur babies. Just tell everyone our needs and the needs of these babies. And our best part, the success story year to date, From January 1 to today, we have placed 54 dogs and 183 cats into their forever homes with your help. So you are making a difference. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say it enough. Check out all of our information at thehumanesocietyofyorkcounty.org.
Well, we thank you for all that you do as a lead volunteer over there at the Humane Society of York County with all of your other volunteers. We know what a difference this makes for the community, and we just appreciate all that you do. Mary Beth, remind people one more time where they can go if they need any information, any donations, what the website address is.
Yes, www.humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org. And then all the information is right there for you. Click on how you can help and get involved in fostering, how you can give. All that's right there. And we look forward to you just checking it out. Hopefully we get people to go, oh, my gosh, I need to be involved in that organization because we'd love to have you.
That's right. And you can also check them out on the major social media platforms as well.
That's right. Again, same thing, Humane Society of York County, and then it will just open up. That's where we talk the most is our Facebook page. We will post our needs, our amazing videos of our babies, and you'll fall in love. It's a no-brainer right there. You will fall in love.
Well, thank you so much, Mary Beth, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yes, have a great week.
Thanks, Mary Beth.